What are some of the topics that will be explored under this theme?
The wonderful thing about this theme is that it encompasses such a large part of African American history. It will explore all aspects of slavery and freedom, civil rights, and other avenues that relate to Africans in the Americas. The interesting part will also be that in addition to North America, including Canada, there will also be topics on the Caribbean, South America, and the entire African diaspora.
Now, why was there a decision to include all of the Americas in this?
Because the history of Africans really is broader than just the American story. And as we all know, the world is getting smaller every moment. And it is important for us to explore the contributions that Africans have made in all aspects of this world. And so, beginning with the work of Dr. John Hope Franklin, who really spent a lot of time in his research about what happened in North America, it also has expanded now to beyond America, but also to Canada and the other areas that I described.
Speaking of John Hope Franklin, he will be honored during this conference. Can you give us some sense, and I think you did a little bit of that, some sense of the impact he has had in the field of African history?
Dr. Franklin has impacted almost every scholar that has done any research in African American history over the last 60 years. Dr. Franklin follows in the footsteps of his mentor, Carter G. Woodson, who was considered the father of Black history. And the work that he has done promoting African American history through American history has been so pivotal that many scholars from all over the country and the world are coming to this conference to pay homage to his work and to his life.
How old is he now?
Dr. Franklin is 92 years young. He is an amazing man in that he keeps a social schedule that I hope to emulate when I'm 80, no less 92. But I think the work has kept him alive, and he has just been a wonderful inspiration to all of us, especially at ASALA.
The conference materials mention groundbreaking research that will be shared. Would you be able to give a sneak preview of some of those findings?
The findings will take place through 125 academic and cultural sessions. So it would be impossible for me to really go into all of them. However, for anyone who is interested, if you go to our website at www.ASSandSamALH.org and click on the 2007 convention link, there's a little green box where you can click and see details on each of the 125 sessions, as well as some of our other activities. There will be also social events that tie into scholarship as well. On Thursday, we're having a luncheon where one of the unpublished manuscripts of Carter G. Woodson will be discussed. So that will be an interesting topic. And there will also be all types of events. It's a really varied program.
And how does this historical research apply to challenges that African Americans and those of African descent, you know, descendants of slaves, face today?
The story that we like to tell is that through all the struggles, there is triumph. And African Americans have a uniquely wonderful story in that we have overcome through impossible circumstances to achieve great things that are beyond the means that we were given. And so that history and the impact of it is what we hope will inspire young people and others to do well, to achieve and really achieve the American dream.
How does that apply to something, for instance, like the GINA 6, that big protest that happened last week? How can the research be applicable to situations like that?
Be it GINA 6 or what has happened with Katrina in Louisiana, the illegal immigrant situation that we deal with here in America, all of the history is important so that when you get ready to make a decision, that you make one intelligibly. How did people get here? How do we get in this situation? And so it is the historical research that tells us why people are in situations the way they are so that the best decisions can be made.
Sylvia Cyrus-Albritton, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.